event here with North Bay Business Journal Executive Editor Brad Bollinger. We are talking about what's happening economically and some of the top business stories around Sonoma County this morning. And right on the front pages of the North Bay Business Journal is a story that I think a lot of people should cheer. Sexual harassment claims seem to be on the decline. Let's find out more from Brad. First of all, good morning and happy Thanksgiving week to you, Brad.
Happy Thanksgiving week to both you, Melanie and Larry. Have a wonderful holiday when it comes up.
Well, I plan on it. There will be no political discussions allowed, however, in my house.
That's a good ground rule for most conversations.
I think so. Well, talk to us about this sexual harassment story, because I find it fascinating that in this day and age, as awareness goes up, so do complaints about it.
Yeah, well, you know, this is just based on the two cases, actually, coming out of Napa County recently involving restaurants, and you know, when you hear about such claims today, at least me as a business person, I go, what was this business thinking about? I mean, this is like nobody does this anymore, and it's just in the highly charged, fast-moving restaurant environment that maybe it becomes part of the
culture.
Culture, yeah. And, of course, you know, managers have to stop that. So, turns out, although you had the big case with Fox News recently, that these claims are becoming rarer and rarer and rarer, which is a good thing. And, it's just, like I say, you just want to hit yourself on the head when you read about one of these cases and wonder, how could somebody be doing this, and given all of the attention that's been given to it. So anyway, that was the purpose of that story. It should continue to decline, certainly not go up.
One of our lead stories all week, last week, Brad, was Grayton's new resort. And you guys do a little story on the trickle-down effect on the North Bay economy.
Yeah, first of all, you have all the jobs there, and then you also have the people are going to come and stay there, and, of course, they want people to go to the casino, but, you might wander out to a tasting room or, out to the coast for a meal or something. So, it's going to bring more people to the region, and more people come here to stay in the region. That's the important part. The day trippers are okay, fine, come anytime you like, but the real impact is when people come and stay, and if they stay multiple days, even better. So it's a beautiful hotel. In fact, we are going to have our Book of Lists release party there in January. I'd give you the date, but I don't want to give you the wrong date. It's one of two, the 18th or 19th of January, we're going to have at the new hotel ballroom, which is ginormous at 20,000 square feet. It's twice the size of anything of the hotels here. So a great chance to come down and take a peek.
Now, the North Bay, according to you guys, has added about 15,000 new jobs, and I'm sure that the Grayton Casino and Hotel has something to do with that.
Yes.
You know, that is just fantastic. Where are these jobs coming from? Who's getting them?
Well, it's unemployment rate's very low in Sonoma County right now, under 4%. And it is, across the board in terms of job growth, good job growth in hospitality and tourism. Manufacturing is still growing. All of the sectors of the economy seem to be, doing pretty well. And, knock on wood that will continue. So, and we're starting to see some, upward pressure on wages as well. So that's what happens when unemployment, you have to start upping your wages to attract the workers you want. So good news across the board.
Hurry up and tell our bosses that, would you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, one thing I was disappointed to read this weekend was that the Wings Over Wine Country has been grounded. I was there last year and the year before that. It's one of my favorite events.
Yeah, maybe they'll bring it back by popular demand. I was disappointed to read that as well. And then I read the reason is that they're trying to get they've got to move the museum, and they're a small nonprofit, and it's just, more than they can handle. We'll put on an air show over 2 days with thousands and thousands of people. Takes a lot of work. So, they'll hopefully, like I say, by popular demand, they'll have to reinstitute it. People will rise up and say, well, I'll help. So we have, there's one business journal, friend of the business journal, who every year we give them some tickets to the VIP section, and these young kids go out and they enjoy it. And so we were talking to he's a second grader. His name was John, I think it was. And I said, John, what did you like about the air show? And he said, the popcorn.
Well, of course.
So it's great.
What's not to like about popcorn after
that's
all?
That's right. And it's just awe-inspiring to see, the airplanes and the pilots and everything else. So anyway, they'll be back, I'm sure, I hope.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and everybody at the North Bay Business Journal.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much.